Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-377-9450 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs in the Field of Dreams game, bringing his total up to 37 on the season as the Phillies beat the Twins 7-1. Dodgers closer Edwin Diaz blew his third save in his last four opportunities after blowing a 4-2 lead to the Brewers. Milwaukee got the 5-4 victory over the Dodgers. The Nationals shut out the Cubs 7-0. Jacob deGrom left his start two innings in due to triceps fatigue as the Rangers were shut out by the Angels 7-0. In week one of the NFL preseason, the Steelers defeated the Packers 28-9. Drew Aller finished 10-13, 153 yards, and three total touchdowns. The Cardinals beat the Raiders 27-14. Fernando Mendoza went 10-16, 97 yards, and one touchdown in his debut. Jeremiah Love for the Cardinals had 11 carries and 58 yards in the win.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
What is the leading cause of death for seniors in the United States? Your doctor has probably already given you the warning. Heart disease is the leading culprit of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. The prescription and doctor's orders for you are, number one, eat healthy foods, emphasizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and lean protein like fish and poultry, while limiting saturated fats, trans fats, added sugar, and sodium. Exercise each day by walking, swimming, or cycling. That's number two, physical activity. Aim for at least 20 minutes of moderate exercise each day. Number three, weight management. Maintain healthy weight to reduce the strain in your heart and manage blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP identifies woman in fatal crash on Highway 41. Pastorable City Council to hold a public hearing for adult use cannabis. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a crash on Highway 41 earlier this week, as well as details of the collision. At about 6:55 a.m., Phil Peterson was towing a trailer on the 41 when a large piece of equipment dislodged from the trailer into the southbound lane, according to CHP. 58-year-old Gemma Salting of Atascadero was driving a truck into the southbound lane and collided with a piece of equipment. She lost control of her vehicle, going down an embankment before colliding with a tree. Salting sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Peterson continued traveling north until he could safely turn around and return to the scene, according to CHP. Debris from the crash was scattered across the roadway, and emergency responders worked to extricate Salting from the vehicle. The crash continues to be under investigation. Drugs or alcohol are not believed to be factors. The Pastorable City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. Currently, only non-storefront medicinal cannabis delivery is allowed. Amendments would also establish a cannabis regulatory permit in place of the previously used conditional use permit. The new language would also eliminate the previously proposed cap of 3 cannabis businesses. The hearing will be held in the next regular meeting for the Pastorable City Council, Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Opening ceremony for New Pastorable's Public Safety Training Center. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Paso Fire and Police Departments will celebrate the opening of the new Pastorable's Public Safety Center this morning from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The new facility is located at 2924 Union Road and represents a significant investment in the safety, preparedness, and resilience of the community. It will provide emergency safety professionals a dedicated place to train, learn, and work together, according to Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta. Funding was generated through Measure J20 and a $500,000 federal community project grant. After the celebration, will be guided tours of the facility. In partnership with Atascadero High School and the city, local restaurants are offering Orange and Gray Friday discounts for all Greyhound home football games. Participating restaurants will offer a 10% discount to customers wearing their orange and gray colors on Fridays before, during, or even after a game. A list of participating restaurants can be found on the City of Atascadero's website. Dates will include the first home football game on Thursday, August 20th, then August 28th, September 25th, October 16th, and October 30th. 10% of proceeds will go to Atascadero High School programs. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 5-4, Angels shut out the Rangers 7-0, the Mariners shut out the Yankees 1-0. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Brewers, the Giants will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Royals, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Padres will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, Senator John Laird announced that SB 917 has passed the legislature and now heads to the governor's desk for approval.
The law would allow non-estate wineries to sell wine at farmers' markets, ensuring more equitable access for small producers and giving local market operators greater flexibility to determine participation. Current law only allows estate-grown grapes to be sold at farmers' markets. California regulators approved Charter Communications' $34.5 billion acquisition of Cox Communications. The deal now marks Charter Spectrum as the dominant broadband internet and cable television service in Southern California and solidifies their status as the nation's largest cable company. A 55-year-old man in Yuba City was arrested earlier this week for DUI while operating a tractor. Police officers spotted the tractor being operated on the roadway and conducted a traffic stop. The driver was found to be intoxicated and was arrested for DUI. Yuba City says that this is an example that driving under the influence is not limited to traditional passenger vehicles. It can happen while operating a tractor or other vehicles at the roadway. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Treasury Department is moving to eliminate beneficial ownership reporting requirements for most U.S. small businesses, including about 230,000 farms. The reporting requirements were created under the Corporate Transparency Act passed by Congress in 2021 that was meant to combat crimes such as money laundering. RCAF USA has been working to restore mandatory country of origin labeling in the beef industry, and even though the Farm Bill failed to pass out of the Senate, MCOL is gaining traction as it was included in the legislation as an amendment, according to CEO Bill Bullard.
The Meat Institute recently published what we call an advocacy paper disguised as an economic study, and really all it was that the authors on behalf of the Meat Institute inputted data that was beneficial to the packers, and that helped to inflate the potential cost of cool. And that had somewhat of a chilling effect on members of Congress.
The vote was 17-6 in favor of the MCOL amendment.
The Senate Ag Committee will have to come back, hopefully in September, after the recess, and take it up and pass the full bill. But very importantly, the text of the Farm Bill now has mandatory country of origin labeling in it as an amendment. And that's a huge win for producers and consumers. So we're very pleased.
RCAF USA's Bill Bullard.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic video sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over 5 big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The Trump administration released a long-awaited plan last month for managing declining water flows in the Colorado River. The framework will govern how the seven states in the Colorado River Basin share the river's supplies for the next decade. Quote, the proposal responds to a fundamental reality. The Colorado River no longer reliably produces enough water to support all the uses and expectations built around it. That challenge is shared across the basin, and addressing it requires specific, measurable reductions in water use by every state. J.B. Hamby, president of the Colorado Commission of California and the state's lead negotiator, said in a statement. The plan allows the federal government to reassess the operating guidelines that determine the extent of water cuts every 2 years. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Upper 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday, mid-90s Tuesday and Wednesday, low-90s on Thursday, 90 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. The S&P 500 closed at a record yesterday and rose slightly in early trading. The latest reading on the status of the U.S. consumer is disappointing. Retail sales declined 0.6% last month. Economists were expecting an increase. The drop may reflect the pullback of Amazon Prime Day and competing sales to June and the end of tax refunds that were propping up spending in previous months. Reddit shares are up 11%. The social media company is joining the S&P 500 on Tuesday. Some AI companies are training their models on Reddit data. And Workday shares are flat after yesterday's rally. Reuters says investment firm Silver Lake has been talking with Workday about taking it over. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
And don't forget, Ricky's Furniture Outlet is in Atascadero, in Paso Robles, is open next to Walmart, and they carry a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas, so stop by. They're open 7 days a week. Again, that's Ricky's Furniture. All righty, let's see here. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice. This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. Kenny and Darcia here on The Right Choice. And also, we'd like to congratulate our winner, one of the qualifiers for trivia this week. and it is Mr. Paul Curtis. Mr. Paul Curtis. Paul, you got 30 days. 30 days. Give us a call before you head on over here to 32nd and Oak and the office at 238-1230. Let's go right to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. On cannabis, I guess my best wish would be is that people do some work and some just research on what cannabis is and the different forms of cannabis. And I think that they'll find it's not all bad. Certainly there's pot out there that can kids smoke on the street corner and you get high. But places like the Natural Alternative downtown sell a CBD, which is a form of cannabis. It's the non-psychoactive form, but they still sell it. So there are some really good reasons for using cannabis, and one of them is, you know, pain and illnesses, etc. So I wish people would do the research before they make a judgment on cannabis and its benefits.
I think some people that they have, I think some people, because they still carry the, you know, the notion of the stigma of marijuana, probably from, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago. I don't know
the
if that
70s.
That it won't change. But I do have a question. Is there different degrees that on the medical side that you can get for the potency? Do you know?
When you say different degrees on the medical side, okay, so there's two kinds of cannabis. There's CBD, which is a non-psychoactive, and then there's the THC, which is the psychoactive. So you can't buy a product with THC anywhere other than, you know, a dispensary or something like that, which, of course, will be the next thing to come up. But you can buy CBD, which is the non-psychoactive. So, yeah, there's a lot of... And there's a huge benefit. If you look at the difference between CBD and THC, or products with THC in them, the way I've always looked at it was that CBD is the bus. THC is the driver of the bus. And the difference between how they treat the pain and how, you know, and of course used responsibly, is enormous. And so people who are in pain, people in, you know, medical facilities, people in places like Stanford and UCLA, et cetera, are using THC products because they recognize what it does in the oncology departments, particularly for the relief of pain. I live in a senior community. I can tell you the number of seniors that I live with who are using these products for pain.
Okay, so, but on that's what I don't understand. There is, and again, my assumption here is that for the so-called recreational use, that there is a state limit on the potency. Is that correct?
You know, I don't know that. When you say the state note limit on the potency, I don't know how they would limit the potency, because there are growers and people grow their own, and there are growers, and then those, and I don't know the answer to that. I've never heard that there's a state limit on how much potency can be in a product. I've bought products at dispensaries that have 1 milligram of THC in them, and I bought products that have 10 milligrams in them. So I don't know that there's a limit to that.
Okay.
Where did you see that?
No, I was just, that was my question. Is there, or I thought there was, because the legal cannabis, there's state regulations. You just can't, you know, grow it and put it in a shop.
That right, exactly. And if you're smart about it, and I wish people would do the research on it, but if you go into a good shop, and of course there's bad shops, not around here, but there are. If you go into a shop, you look at the products. always, you will always see in a good shop, you will always see a certification label on that product. It tells you when it was certified, when it was manufactured, and who certified it. There's a company in Santa Cruz called Santa Cruz Biotech, I think, or something like that, that certifies a lot of the products. And what they do is that a good company who's selling cannabis products submit their products to that facility for testing, and when they get tested and they get certified or they don't get certified, and then they can take that product and have it manufactured into a saleable product. But I would never buy a product without a certification label on it.
Okay, but medical marijuana or cannabis, whatever, there is THC in that.
Yes.
Okay.
Can be, yes.
All right, so again, because what I just found here is that most states do not limit the THC potency for raw cannabis flower.
Okay.
And again, I don't know the difference. You know, if you tell me... You know, I know the difference between if something was 70% alcohol and 100%. I understand that. I have no idea what the numbers mean when it comes to cannabis.
Well, the numbers mean, let's just talk about THC, which is the psychoactive part. The difference between something that has 1% and 10% is enormous, and it's because of the level of high that you get, or the level of pain relief that you get. And I have accidentally had a piece of chocolate that had more THC in it than I was aware of, and it didn't take very long before it started to take effect, and I said, oh dear. So I sat down on the couch and waited a couple of hours and let it pass.
You started singing little mama and papa songs and stuff like that.
And so when I found out the level of THC of that product that I had been shared, I said, okay, so now I know I can't take this with this many milligrams of THC in it. I have to stay with this or take a lot less of it. But that's what people who get started with it, that's what they learn, is their level. What level can I stay sober and still relieve my pain? And CBD, which is a wonderful product, is going to do a certain amount of it. And, you know, it's for stress and sleep issues and things like that. But it's not going to give you the same level as a product with THC. But, of course, THC can only be purchased from a licensed dispensary.
Would I be wrong in saying that even for the medical side, most people would want to have some THC?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I'll go back to the bus and the driver. You know, that's just exactly how it works, is that you can take CBD all day long, and it's a wonderful product, and it does a certain amount of good. But if you really want something to work, you've got to move into a product with THC in it. And there's going to be a lot of objection to it, which there is obviously already. There's going to be a lot. But until you've experienced some real pain, or until you've experienced certain kinds of maladies, if you will, and you find out that the only thing that relieves it is something like that. And so, and here's the other thing, is that you realize that opioids are now just about non-existent. You know, the government has done that to us. So if you aren't going to allow us to take a certain amount of opioids to relieve our pain, what do we go to next? So I would be a proponent of going to your local dispensary and starting out with something low-key with THC in it and finding out what it does for you.
You know, this is just a thought that, you know, many people that are just adamant against the cannabis, it's going to, you know, lead to more children, you know, because we always have to bring in the children, you know that.
Sure,
but,
of course.
Because I know of some older people who have had some, you know, medical issues, And some of the things that they were taking to try to alleviate, one, either weren't working, or as some conditions, additional conditions came in, they would either offset or they would not work well. So you'd have potentially a dangerous combination. So they said, the hell with this, I'm going to try the medical cannabis.
Yes. And that's really how medical cannabis, how and products with THC in dispensaries really got started and really got promoted and really are going to come to us one of these days, is that you've got a pharmaceutical world out there that pushes products that have heinous side effects to them, lifelong side effects. Well, you know, the only side effect to taking a product with THC is that if you overdo it and you take it for, you know, day in and day out just to get high or something like that, of course. And it's like smoking pot. That's where the term pothead comes from. You have to do it responsibly. But older people do that. So I'm always that proponent of products that help older people rather than have them on prescriptions. You've been to an older person's house and seen their bedside table lined with, you know, 15 bottles of pills. Can cannabis with THC in it be worse than the side effects that are coming from all those medications? But that's legal, and THC products are not.
No, I agree. Now, do you think the city should limit the amount of storefronts?
I do. You mean the amount of dispensaries that it allows?
Yeah.
I do. I don't think that there should be one on every corner. I don't. The first one I went to that I was really impressed with was in Grover Beach, and it's a beautiful store. And you can't get in, of course, without being an adult and having proper ID. And the people who work there are well-educated. It's a beautiful store. You can buy just about anything there. And that's what I would envision for Paso, is that whoever puts in a store puts in a nice, well-lit store with people who work there who are educated. And it can be a real bonus for here. I think that one on the north end and one on the south end of Paso would be a great benefit to the city.
Well, okay, just for the sake of argument, why not let the market decide and not the city council?
Decide which? How many?
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, so we're going to limit. It's a legal product. We can buy liquor all over this town.
Yeah, I know.
Everywhere. We've got what I consider an eyesore down there on 13th Street that sells booze.
Okay? Yeah, I know.
All right. Now, okay, so that's kind of, well, not kind of, it's been accepted. So we have a legal product, and now the city's going to tell me, there's only three people out there that can get these permits to do this. Well, what else is there three permits? And I'm just using that number.
So I know what you mean.
If 10 people want to open up and 7 don't make it, well, that's the market.
You know, I don't have an answer for that. I just know that no city has a dispensary on every corner. Now, except I will say that I had a friend who went to Las Vegas not too long ago, and there were dispensaries everywhere. And I think it's all about stigma still, no matter how nice your store is going to look, no matter how well you present it and how educated the salespeople are. I think there's still always going to be a stigma that is attached to it and can become little hole in the walls. Go to Santa Cruz and look at the number of little 100-square-foot pot stores there are. Well, that's not very desirable, and people don't want to live next door to that.
Oh.
So I think that's why they would limit them, and I think whoever would come in here to put a dispensary in better have a plan for producing a really nice store that is attractive and well-lit, et cetera, and has educated people.
I love the fact that you use the word stigma, because this county has a stigma throughout the state because of what shenanigans have gone on at school boards, city councils, and board of supervisors as a pretty corrupt and non-transparent area. So
I agree.
It is important for our people to have this, you know, to maintain a stigma.
Well, and if you look at it, you know, and again, see, I'm not a fan of alcohol. As a matter of fact, if there was anything you could take off the market that I would vote for, it would be alcohol, because I think alcohol is far more damaging. But here we are. This is what we've got. And you will see that there are tasting rooms that are closing, wineries that are shutting down, because people have fallen out of love with it. So the stigma of us, and we have that, of being a wine-censored or an alcohol-censored town is very true. Well, I would like to see that go away. It's fine that we're a tourist destination and all that's fine, but I'd like us to have some diversity, and I'm not talking about cannabis stores on every corner. I'm just saying some diversity about what brings people here besides just wine.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All righty. Let's see. 238. Okay. Let me jump here. I feel like my mom just taught me how to get stoned on KPRL. Okay, well, good. Let's go back. Another text here. Would I have noticed when hauling? Okay, I'm going to change this because I know this person has it wrong. What I have noticed when hauling things, people do not give enough room behind the trailer. Please don't follow so close, so we don't have to have any more tragic accidents. Well, that's true, but there's also, and I've noticed this. I know that there is a law pertaining to the haul. You know, when you haul something and having a flag, there's a distance. It hangs over or hangs out, whatever, and it may be 3 or 4 feet. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know there is one. Just put it on. Just put it on so people can be aware, and just double check to make sure that everything is locked up properly. I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. All right, let's see here. We got to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP released the identity of the woman killed in a crash on the 41 earlier this week, as well as details of the collision. A piece of equipment dislodged from a trailer driven by Phil Peterson at about 6:55 a.m. on the 41. 58-year-old Gemma Salting of Atascadero collided with the piece of equipment, losing control of her vehicle and colliding into a tree down an embankment. She was pronounced dead at the scene. In partnership with the Atascadero High School in the city, local restaurants are offering Orange and Gray Friday discounts for all Greyhound home football games. Participating restaurants will offer a 10% discount to customers wearing their orange and gray colors on Friday, during, or even after a home football game. A full list of restaurants and games can be found on the city's website. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Roxanne Evans. Luigi Mangione is expected to plead guilty in federal court in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. He could face life in prison. Fox's Chanley Painter.
Sounds like Mangione will essentially be throwing himself at the mercy of the court, hoping that with his cooperation, his lack of criminal history, his education, his background, he will get something less.
Alex Murdoch back in a South Carolina courtroom. The disbarred lawyer fighting to move his upcoming retrial out of the county where he was convicted of murdering his wife and son. Tropical storm Lala could become a hurricane when it hits Hawaii. Fox weather meteorologist Craig Herrera.
It is likely and a high probability that this will be a Category 1 storm as it approaches the Big Island and scoots south of the rest of the islands.
America's listening to Fox News.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
North County weather.
If you need a great, easy...
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Will be in the mid-80s. Clouds, then sunshine on your Saturday. For Sunday, okay, if this would just move, that would be very nice. Waiting, Bueller. Upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low to mid-90s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down. 6:22 a.m., 7:55 a.m., we are at 63 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Your community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Oh, man, it's beautiful out there. Paso Robles Library, you haven't been there? Well, remember, they do offer mobile library services, setting up pop libraries that would that will allow community members to sign up for a library card and check out library materials at convenient locations like parks, community centers, and other areas. Also delivering books to homebound residents of Paso Robles, hosting library events at various locations around the city and more. And find out more about your Paso Robles City Library. Also heading up north to the Paso Robles, San Miguel Senior Center. They've got things for you. Meals That Connect Monday and Wednesday, 11:30 to 12:20. Seniors 60 plus, free hot lunch. They've got bingo on the second and fourth Friday of each month. Doors open at 5:30, dollar a board. And chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 till 5. So that's all happening up there, the San Miguel Senior Center. And let's see here. Of course, that's on 12th Street in San Miguel. All right, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got you covered every single day in the beautiful River Oaks community. Moving right along here, time for birthdays and anniversaries on The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. One block north of the park. Let's see here, gotta go. Kathy Knorr's having a birthday. Caitlin Whitfield. Linda Cowan Ray, Alice Cowan, Daniel Shannon, Bill Platts, Sherry Eastwood, Theon Johnson, Trevor Sanders, Vicky Silva's having a birthday. Vic! All right, Arnie Hammond, Jane Amondo, Shirley Myler, Dee Dee Brown, David and Terry Marquez, Earl and Sharon Bennett, David and Kelly Menicky, and Roger and Lynette Degnan are having another one. My goodness. Christopher Barger on Saturday. I think he's a former pretty good tennis player. Kayla Ann Stroud. All right. Lynette Kelly. Noah Irwin. Russell Grogan. Kevin Elliott. Margaret Johnson. Eric Grimes. Jack Chen. Ty and Aaron Barbara. Andrew and Lynn Schmitz are having an anniversary. How about that? Let's see here. On Sunday, we have Cynthia Walden, Adi Kamazoo, Greg Wellish, Terry Perkins, Tim Mater, Julie Matthews, Janie Orchid, Teresa Coffey, Dennis Reed, Nancy Baird, Nikki Chabera, Cynthia Stinchfield Clark, Cliff and Althea Bruin, Kevin and Catherine Picanso, Rick and Debbie Minton, and John and Peggy Hutchins. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, here we go. Oh, Doc Holliday, 1851, 1887. Ernest Thayer, Casey at the Bat, 1863, 1940. Ed Herlihy, the announcer, 1909, 1999. Onward we go to Alice Ghostly, the actress, 1926, 2007. Boxing Hall of Famer, Dick Tiger, 1929, 1971. Hall of Famer baseball manager, the world, or the Earl of Weaver, Earl Weaver, 1930, 2013. College Hall of Famer, just lost him not too long ago, John Brody, 1935. Joe Harlan, not a bad pitcher with the White Sox, 1937, 2022. Dash Crofts from Seals and Crofts, 1940. David Crosby, 1941, 2023. Connie Smith, country singer, 1941. Steve Martin, the comedian, 1945. Antonio Vargas from Night Shift and Starsky and Hutch, 1946. His kid played for the Raiders in Michigan. Larry Graham, the musician, 1946. Oh, this lady, I love her voice. The actress Susan St. James, 1946. Onward we go. Debbie Meyer, one of the great American swimmers, 1952. The Bird, Mark Fidridge, 1954, 2009. Magic Johnson, 1959. Susan Olsen from The Brady Bunch, 1961. Halle Berry, the actress, 1966. And who else I saw? Oh, Wayne Chrebet. He was a pretty good receiver with the Jets, 1973. And Mike Vrabel, good linebacker, the Ohio State, and of course, Patriots coach now, 1975. Clay Buchholz, not a bad pitcher with the Red Sox, 1984. Tim Tebow, Heisman Trophy winner, 1987. All right, passing away on this day, Enzo Ferrari, 1988, damn the torpedoes. David Farragut, 1870. Jenna Rollins passed away in 2024. Ron Polio from, he was Horseshack on Welcome Back, Mr. Carter, 2012. Earl Anthony, one of the great bowlers, Hall of Famer, 2001. Roy Buchanan, one of the all-time great rock guitarists, 1988. Connection here, William Randolph Hearst, 1951. All right, I don't do this often, but I'm at the point in my life that I just am going to just recognize for the decency other than my favorites. What I've noticed over the years in some Hall of Fames, particularly the baseball and the basketball Hall of Fames, that they're putting in, I'm not going to say mediocre players or average players, but below great players. And I think, you know, for me, I'm a little hardcore on it, that it diminishes the greatness of the best. And Magic Johnson was certainly one of the greatest of all time. And one of the things that I do with me being Kevin is I look at what he did to his players. Now, Dominique Wilkins was probably more spectacular. You know, he could jump and the dunks and everything like that. But did he ever make his teammates around him better? My answer is no. Magic Johnson made every single teammate he had better. That is a true sign of greatness. And he was a winner. And he won at every single level. So because of that, I'm waiving the Laker rule today. Well, at least for today. Maybe next year I'll change. I don't know. Anyway, Magic goes to the top.
Local News Update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses and eliminate the proposed cap of 3 cannabis businesses in the city. The hearing will be held during the regular meeting Tuesday, August 6th. Paso Fire and Police Department will celebrate the opening of the new Paso Robles Public Safety Training Center today from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The new facility is located at 2924 Union Road. It'll include a ribbon cutting and guided tour. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Five-time NBA champion, NCAA champion, also Olympic champion. Three-time finals MVP, three-time most valuable player. The list goes on and on and on and on. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.